Campaigns have often employed what are known as trackers to follow and record their political opponents, hoping to catch them saying or doing something that could shake up the race. That's even true in Utah's heated 4th congressional district race, where a woman claiming to be a BuzzFeed reporter recently showed up at a campaign event of Democrat Ben McAdams. KUER's Julia Ritchie has more on political trackers and what that says about Utah's most competitive race.
All right, so we're standing here at the Kearns Olympic Oval preparing to launch our district-wide bus tour.
On July 10th, Democrat Ben McAdams stood in front of his signature tangerine bus to launch a kickoff tour across Utah's competitive 4th congressional district, where he's running against incumbent GOP Representative Mia Love. Flanked by a few state lawmakers, the Salt Lake County mayor stumped in front of a handful of reporters from different outlets, including KUER, a local ABC 4 reporter, and another cameraman. After McAdams concluded his short speech, he took a few questions.
Sure, we can take some questions.
A young woman with dark hair standing beside a tripod asked one. You can't hear her in the tape, but she starts by saying she had a lot of people reach out to her with this question. Quote, they noticed that this bus was purchased with funds from your county mayor race, unquote. She then asked McAdams if he's violating campaign finance rules by repurposing the bus for his congressional campaign. McAdams responded.
Sure. Now, I know that you and other media, members of the media have heard from the Love campaign who are raising that. The congressional campaign is leasing the bus from the mayor campaign and paying a fair market value for that. So it's really there's no there.
The woman later identified herself as Shannon and said she worked with BuzzFeed, two people at the event said. But the McAdams campaign suspects she was sent by the Love campaign to ask a critical question. And a representative from BuzzFeed confirmed that the woman, whose full name is Shannon Grondell, was not employed by the news outlet. Says Ben McAdams.
Yeah, I think it was dishonest. The gotcha-ism that they're trying to employ, you know, just shows that they have nothing better to run on.
No story or video ever appeared on BuzzFeed's website after the event. In fact, Grondell, a recent BYU grad, had submitted articles to the site's open publishing platform called BuzzFeed Community. But her account had been deleted a month earlier for violating the site's terms of use after posting a critical article about McAdams. BuzzFeed doesn't allow political posts. Grondell did not return requests for comment for this story. It's unclear why Grondell was at the event, or whether she was paid to be there, or if she volunteered to attend. Dave Hansen, Love's campaign manager, denies sending her, but did not rule out that another staffer could have done so. He said campaign trackers are common in tight races.
I know that the NRCC has done it, and I know the Democrats have done it because they've been... They've had trackers following Mia Love since the 2012 race.
Earlier this month, Scott Miller, chair of the Salt Lake County Republican Party, filed a federal election complaint on the bus expenditure and other donations to the McAdams campaign. Miller said he did not do so at the behest of the Love campaign and had been independently tracking McAdams campaign activities for years.
Well, I think it's my job to keep my eye on everybody, Republican and Democrat.
The McAdams campaign has called the allegations nonsensical and an attempt to distract from complaints lodged against Love. A left-leaning group, American Democracy Legal Fund, filed a complaint earlier this year against Mia Love. They allege she failed to report a $120,000 contribution by the Utah GOP after using their discounted postal rate for campaign mailings. Love's campaign denies those allegations and said she followed the rules. To be clear, neither campaign has been found in violation of campaign finance law. The Federal Election Commission does not comment on complaints until it publishes its final ruling. But there's something bigger at play here.
The nature of raising these kind of complaints is about trying to establish a pattern.
That's Matthew Burbank, a political science professor at the University of Utah. He says both the campaign finance complaints and the use of trackers generally fall under what's known as opposition research, or OPPO for short. In some cases, that can mean poring over a candidate's previous statements.
In other cases, it can be considerably more than that. It can be hiring private investigators. It can be having campaign staffers follow the opponent around and record everything.
He said this type of research has always been used in well-funded campaigns, but it's trickling down to local races too. Campaign finance reports show the National Republican Congressional Committee has paid one Mia Love campaign staffer twice in the last year for, quote, research materials consulting, which included filming McAdams at public events. The Utah Democratic Party has also employed a tracker to follow the Love campaign.
However, you know, posing as BuzzFeed reporter, I think that's kind of beyond the pale.
That's Alex Cragin, executive director of the Utah Democratic Party. He said their trackers are instructed not to misrepresent themselves while in the field.
Most people that track or do tracking, you show up and you go and you record the event as you experience it, that you don't become an active participant or pose as somebody that you're not.
According to polls, McAdams and Love have been in a dead heat since the summer, Love holding a slim advantage. The U's Matthew Burbank says there are no clear ethical guidelines for how OPPO should be conducted. But he says the use of trackers could indicate how resources are being spent.
We're in a case where with the 4th District, where this is a fairly high-profile election, and it's likely to be a fairly competitive election.
He says, if anything, it shows the 4th District race is one to watch. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.